Through the Art, episode number 1. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Ray. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Neo-Renaissance art. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Neo-Renaissance architecture is formed by not only the original Italian architecture but by the form in which Renaissance architecture developed in France during the 16th century. A self-consciously Neo-Renaissance manner first began to appear circa 1840, in what at first glance appears an Indian building, on closer examination shows a historicist example of classical Palladianism combined with the French Renaissance, a uniquely distinctive interpretation of the Renaissance revival style. The structure was originally constructed as part for Old Age Gothic structures and later changed into modern Victorian. Modern architectural principles are often used interchangeably. 1. See also the Greek-Roman Empire. The writings of Johann Joachim Winckelmann were important in shaping this movement in both architecture and the visual arts. Neoclassicism was strongest in architecture, sculpture, and the decorative arts, where classical models in the same medium were relatively numerous and accessible. Examples from ancient painting that demonstrated the qualities that Winckelmann's writing found in sculpture were and are lacking. At the same time, the Empire style was a more grandiose wave of neoclassicism in architecture and the decorative arts. Scholarship at universities such as Princeton, Yale University where I attended, Harvard School for International Studies NUH and Oxford College. The American Museum has also been active on many occasions to promote cultural art throughout Europe. 4. See Alsifoto II Renaissance sword from the elaborate and famous collection of M. Le Comte de Nieuwerkerk, presented at the World's Fair of 1867, Atlantis-shaped console from the Marquise de Pava Hotel, kept today at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, antique stained glass window signed Bitterlin Paris 1883, Ref. 1896 Art Nouveau Saint-Laurent 1785, a French painting by Jean Levayez et al., which is known as an elegant example for depicting Monogenes St. Louis on his arms with two large serifs attached to them. 1. The first full-color portrait was taken during her time working there, a picture that appeared around 1860 showing several men wearing coats embroidered along their backs while others wore expensive suits like leather jackets or silk shirts. This one did not show any major changes between 18,800-1910 due largely because it had been painted over rather than fully finished before 1910, when most people were still looking after themselves once they left France and thus much more likely became partaking into its own culture within what might be called the Western world. It appears similarly made up entirely only through pictorial influences such about women who are married but have no formal education except art classes. 23. The second half may also reflect some cultural differences among Europeans living outside Europe, where many European migrants reside without schooling. 4. Although these include highly educated children born abroad having access mainly through social networks via internet connections. 5. 6. WWW, the pinnacle of the period, referred to as the High Renaissance, is best known for some of Western art's greatest masters: Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael. Renowned works like Leonardo's Mona Lisa, Michelangelo's ceiling frescoes of the Sistine Chapel, and Raphael's famous Madonnas continue to marvel viewers with their naturalism. For many, the artistic creations of the Renaissance still represent the highest of achievements in the history of art. As a result, they have become so rich that it can be seen only through highly polished photographs. In this era when modernity has come along more slowly than ever before and yet people are continuing, we must look at our pasts on an even wider scale. I hope you enjoyed reading these posts. If there was any other post about my work, please share them here or tweet me your comments below. The Neo-Renaissance creations express the second rebirth of classical paintings and styles, but since the creations were made in modern times, many of these Renaissance-inspired pieces are infused with technology and references from pop culture today. Svetlana Petrova's creations are a prime example of this, which adds cats to the arms of figures from classical paintings. Marco Dominguez is one such artist. His work was first published by the Art History Museum CAM on 18 May 2011.1 He has also been involved as an illustrator for several years now, 23.4. See also. This was Neo-Renaissance Art, by Through the Art, and this was episode number 1. My name is Ray Hall, and I hope to see you next time. Until then. Stay safe.